Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low. With my New York brim and my gold tooth display, nobody give me trouble because they know I got it.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. David Offeld is our guest. H-O-F-F-E-L-D is how you spell his last name. That's the name of the book, The Science of Selling. His new book, Proven Strategies to Make Your Pitch Influence Decisions and Close the Deal. It's all about the science of selling, right, David?
Absolutely, my friend. It's
give us a game changer. Give us the website and tell us how we can find the book.
Yeah, the website you can go to, HoffeldGroup.com, HoffeldGroup.com. And, of course, the book is available on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. Anywhere fine books are sold, you can pick up your copy today.
All right, so check that out. So, all right, let's talk about prospecting. You know, one of the things, David, I work with sales organizations have almost all my career, and I work with some today, and one of the things I've discovered is the people, the sales organization, the sales teams are pretty, they're really good at their business, and they're pretty darn good at closing, but people are increasingly having a hard time with prospecting. It's getting harder and harder to get in the door. What I call the screen is turned into what I call the relevance firewall. Apply your science, the science thing that you've learned. Apply all that to getting people to say yes. I'll give you an appointment. Yes, I'll let you come see me.
That's an excellent question, and you are spot on. For many organizations, this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, problem they have. How do you keep that pipeline full? Again, let me share with you one principle, and I'll show you how to apply it. That's a science-backed principle that's been studied now for over 75 years, and it's called reciprocity. And this is a game changer when it comes to prospecting. What is reciprocity? It's a social norm, meaning we expect it of other people, that one should repay others for what they have done to us. And this is a powerful motivator of behavior. So here's how we leverage that. Too often when people prospect, salespeople, it's selfish. We say, hey, let me spend a few minutes with you. I'll ask you some questions, and we can find out if our organization can help you with a problem. It's this fishing for value. We got to deliver value immediately if we want to earn an audience with a busy potential customer, because they're getting barraged by requests like this all day long. How do you do that? You start with value. Interrupt them with value. Leverage reciprocity in your favor. Do a little research. Understand your customer and give them something. Might be an insight, might be a white paper, might be an article, something that you know they will find valuable.
Relevant. I call it relevance.
Yes, that's exactly right. And here's what happens. When you do that, when you give someone value, they now owe you. There's a debt. And reciprocity, and what we found over years of applying this with many organizations, is people will now answer your question. So, for example, Jim, if I called you up, and I knew you were hiring some new people at your organization, and I say, Jim, I did some research on your organization. I found you were hiring a few people. I wanted to send you a white paper that lists 5 science-backed ideas that will help make good hiring decisions. Where would you like me to send that to?
Mm-hmm.
You give me your email. You know, rather than just tell you how great our firm is, Jim, I'd rather just show you. And then now you are very likely to answer some questions for me because you just accepted a free gift.
What do you think about, though... Because that might be a little bit of a step too much of a first step. What do you think about sending them something that's not necessarily related to what you're going to talk to them about, but it's just a gesture that you make to get them to get you on their radar screen?
Absolutely.
In other words, you might have to make multiple reciprocity steps.
Yes. Very valid point. Absolutely. So depending on the context, you'll apply it, but That science of reciprocity undergirds it. So whether you do a multi-pronged approach or you just do one big one, depends on the industry and your buyer. So absolutely. But what I start with is, what's the science I want to build my strategy on? In this case, reciprocity. Mm-hmm. And now I say, now how can I apply this best to my buyer? And that's that art that we were talking about a little earlier. Mm-hmm. How do I do that in the real world?
Absolutely. So then, all right. So then you follow up, continue on. We've made the gesture, and they've said they've raised their hand. They're sort of letting you into their circle a little bit. What's the next step? What does the science say we do next?
Yes, what we want to do next is we got to understand their situation as quickly as possible. So I want to start asking them questions. And usually people are very open to that. Once they accept something from you, usually you have an audience with them. They'll at least, you know, listen to 4, 5, 6, 7 questions, depending on how busy they are. So I got to create value in that question. I got to find out what's going on, how I can help them, and really ask some penetrating, we call them second and third level questions in the book, which is a questioning model we advocate that's literally based on how the brain discloses information. So it allows you to work very effectively and efficiently because you have to move quickly here. There's not a lot of room for error when you want to prospect and call. So I have to understand. Until I understand them, I'm really not able to apply my product or service or company accurately yet.
Yeah, and absolutely. And of course, that information is inside their head. You can't. That's what the only thing I worry about the science. About going in with so much science is you might tend to go in with too much information. What do you think?
No, I think the science will help bring clarity to the situation because the science is all about one thing: the buyers. This science is
based solely
on how the brain.
As long as the science subordinates to the fact that that you don't have the information, the customer, the prospect has
absolutely.
The information. Yeah,
absolutely.
I need the website again, David.
It's HuffeldGroup.com.
All right. And the book is called The Science of Selling. Hey, David, will you come back?
I enjoyed myself. I'd love to, Jim.
We'll do it again real soon. David Huffeld, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.